What are you passionate about? What do you want to do? And what do you really want to get out of life? And that is a question I'm not just asking you as someone I have passed this podcast on to. I'm actually asking myself as well. So, what I want out of life is lots of things. And a question that my wife asked me the other day, a very deep, deep question. She asked me, what do I want to be remembered for when I'm no longer around? What do you want to be remembered for when you are no longer around? You can think about it yourself. I had to think about it. I couldn't answer just off the back. There were lots of things and lots of avenues I went through and went down. But one of the things that I answered her was that I would like to be remembered for making a difference in a person's life. I didn't say I want to make a difference in people's lives. I said I want to make a difference in someone's life. I can speak to millions and millions of people on this particular platform, on podcasting, on terrestrial radio, on online radio. I can go up onto stage and motivate hundreds of students at schools and youth groups. But I'd just like to make a difference in one person's life, in one young person's life, in one middle-aged adult person's life, and fundamentally see that person in turn making a difference in the world as well. That's the mark I'd love to leave behind. I'd like to be the wonderful father to my daughter, and if God willing we have other children one day, to them as well. I'd like to be a faithful and loving husband and loving father and family man and be known for that. And I would also like to carry on doing this, which is spending time with you, may it be on podcast, may it be on terrestrial or online radio, wherever it is, just hanging out, chatting, chilling, giving you insights on life, love, and all things happiness and all things love. And that is what I would like to do out of life, is make a difference in someone's life. Be a wonderful father and husband, and I would love to carry on doing radio. I'd like to be remembered for making a difference and leaving a mark in radio and the broadcasting and media industry. But I would also like to carry on doing my entertainment things. I don't just do it because, hey, it puts extra 10 rand or 20 rand or 1,000 rand in my pocket. I'd also like to carry on with my magic and be remembered for making a difference in the magic world and the magic community. Magic has fundamentally gotten me to where I am at the moment. It got me and opened doors when it came to radio and broadcast and conducting myself with etiquette and all of that. It keeps me busy. Radio is a wonderful medium. It gets you to speak to millions and millions of people, but often I'm just sitting in a room by myself. I could be anywhere. You don't even know where I'm recording myself right now. I could be in the toilet, for heaven's sake, but I'm not. I'm in a room in my house, in a studio that I've created, and that's where I am. But when it comes to radio, I imagine I'm speaking to someone. It could be nobody. It could be myself. I could be talking to myself. I could be a lunatic. But when it comes to magic, I could go into a restaurant, I could go into a certain space and place and entertain people and actually see the faces of those people I'm interacting with. So I'm sharing this with you because this is who I am, and this is what I want to do, and this is what I want to be remembered for in my life, is radio, in making a difference, in contributing the positive change in community, in talking about my life and how I've improved on my life and what I've learned along the way and how my experiences have gotten me to where I am, and hopefully motivate you to go after your dreams as well. So I pose that question to you too. The question my wife asked me was, what do you want to be remembered for when you are no longer around? Do you want to be that person that's going to be quoted, and whatever wise words you've said is going to be quoted at university graduations and matric valedictories and boardroom meetings, and it's going to be printed into the 2022 diary and all of that? Is that the person you want to be? Or you want to be the person who makes a difference from behind the scenes? Or is the spotlight your thing, but you are not in the spotlight for whatever reason? So what do you want to be remembered for when you are no longer around?